Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, there can be some things worse than a government shutdown, even as our government's ability to lead disintegrates and we realize that we are mostly helpless to keep it from happening. That concern can evaporate in the light of challenges that face many of us, like the loss of a job and no prospects for a new one, a child in trouble, a marriage in disarray, or the mental illness of a family member. Like the case of the lead character in Lee Smith's new book, Guest on Earth, in which a young person deals with her mental illness without the support and love of a caring family. Evelina Toussaint, the daughter of a kept woman in New Orleans. It's about a 13-year-old girl in 1936 when her brother and then her mother die, leaving her at the mercy of her mother's lover, who arranges for her to be sent to Highland Hospital in Asheville. So Smith follows Evelina's life at the hospital, her release to attend college, her search for a normal life, and then her return to the hospital for a second round of treatments. Then trouble arises and culminates in the Great Fire of 1948 that took the lives of nine patients, including F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife, Zelda, all of them locked inside rooms on the top floor of a burning building. Guest on Earth is Evelina's story, notwithstanding her protestation that she is a mere narrator. But her life shows, through a complex mixture of joy and despair, accomplishment and failure, extraordinary talent and disruption that make up the experience of those affected by mental illness, this story becomes a poignant and personal one for Lee Smith, because her father and son were both treated at Highland for their mental illnesses. Her book becomes a celebration of the lives that can be made better with good treatment and loving support. She presents a positive view of the progressive approach taken at Highland Hospital under the leadership of its director, Robert Carroll. Music, drama, art, dance, gardening, exercise, healthy eating, field trips, and supportive counseling made the life at Highland more than tolerable for its patients, even though sometimes crude electric and insulin shock treatments brought about brutal results. Smith says that in Guest on Earth, she wanted to first offer a solution for the still unresolved mystery of that fire, and two, share her own ideas about the very thin line between sanity and insanity. Three, give her opinion of the psychiatric treatment of women and girls who fail to fit into prevailing male ideals. And four, set out her insights into the resonance between art and madness. Well, she accomplishes these objectives beautifully, and at the same time, tells a darn good story. This is D.G. Martin.